Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Bob Hisa. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Sudeikis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Crosby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jackie Brown. And now, play ball. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Montgomery reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball four. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Montgomery scores. Burleson moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Griffin moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Griffin scores. Heisa moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Heisa scores. Carbo goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Fred Bean now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Hendrick moves to second. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Bell moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Montgomery hits a line drive into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a line drive towards short. Crosby catches it and steps on second to double up Rice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sudeikis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Jim Willoughby now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sudeikis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sudeikis for the out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Kuiper moves to second. It's 9-6, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-3 in the game. Carbo strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Miller reaches second base with a double. Heisa goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Indians. Tom Buskey now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 9-8, Indians. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell bunts towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. Hendrick moves to third. Gamble moves to second. One out. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sudeikis is walked intentionally. Rico Cardi pinch hits for Ed Crosby. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Hendrick scores. Gamble moves to third. Sudeikis moves to second. It's 11-8, Indians. Frank Duffy pinch runs for Rico Cardi. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Duffy now playing shortstop. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bell. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Burleson moves to second. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hysa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Griffin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-9, Indians. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffin moves to third. Hysa moves to second. Rico Petrocelli pinch hits for Rick Miller. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Griffin scores. Heise moves to third. Fisk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-10, Indians. Fred Lynn pinch runs for Rico Petrocelli. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 10. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Lynn now playing center field. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Seghi, and towards Griffin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Marat now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to second. Charlie Spikes pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Dick Drago now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to third. Hendrick moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing left field. Charlie Spikes now playing right field. John Ellis now catching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 10. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.